Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In 1 hour, it will be time for Bleep You Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize beautiful weather outside, if you're in the DMV area anyway. And golf is on, and Tiger's in the hunt, and there's a lot to be happy about in the world. But let's be real. There's plenty to be mad about, too. Yep. It can be small aggravations. It could be large things. It could be your crypto portfolio. There's a lot to be mad about out there. It could be gas prices. As somebody that's about to drive to the beach, I'm thinking how much I'm going to spend. I could fly there probably. They got a railroad to the Eastern Shore of Maryland. I'm not sure. Regardless, there's plenty to be mad about. And if you go down south, now the NFL is very clearly king in our country. The NFL dominates. But if you go down south, from Florida to Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, those people love their football, but they may love their college football the most.
Oh, yeah.
It is a religion. It is a different world down there.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly for the good people in Alabama, Nick Saban, the coach with, I mean, I legit don't even know how many natties he's got now, but I would say six, maybe?
A lot of them.
Nick Saban's damn near a god. And Nick Saban doesn't seem too fond of the new NCAA legislation, or maybe it's, I don't even know that it's NCAA legislation or like federal legislation, but all of a sudden, you can pay players. They can get NIL deals. They can get all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'd say, now, when LSU was rocking, they're a big threat. When Auburn periodically rocks, they're a big threat. But it seems like Nick Saban, the head coach at the University of Alabama, has identified Texas A&M as a big threat. Now, A&M has never really won a whole lot in my lifetime. To me, I would think the peak was when they had Johnny Football and, you know, Manziel beat Bama in Bama, and that was really cooking. But A&M in my lifetime has always been far more sizzle than steak. And I don't know that that's still the case. I know they had a pretty good team last year and lost late. But they do have Jimbo Fisher, who's a guy that's won a national championship. And I believe Jimbo and Nick Saban go way back. So Nick Saban is speaking, I believe it's SEC Media Days, getting ready for, you know, their season starts early September. Nick Saban said this about NIL deals.
But I know the consequence is going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players. And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it. This is not going to change because they cannot enforce their rules, just like Nate said. We have a rule right now that says you cannot use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to your school. Hell, read about it in the paper. I mean, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good Division I player to come to school. It was in the paper, and they bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it. I mean, these guys at Miami that are going to play basketball there for $400,000, it's in the newspaper. The guy tells you how he's doing it.
Have you ever been to Alabama and been in the parking lot of the football team?
Not in the player parking lot. I've been to the stadium.
I've been to the player parking lot. And I'm going to tell you, the player parking lot looked like an NFL damn parking lot.
I believe it.
Nick Saban can sit here. See, Nick Saban had his cake and he was eating it too. Oregon came out with a $68 million athletic facility. Alabama rolled in with a $288 million facility. Nick Saban they have two private planes and two helicopters. One for the head coach and one for the other coaches to fly around. You think that type of stuff hasn't been enticing players? You think Alabama gets all those five stars and nobody got anything? And now name, image, likeness is okay. Let's be real. There's somebody in Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, that's paying players name, image, likeness right there at Alabama as well.
Didn't Saban come out and say last year that his young quarterback, Bryce Young, was already clearing seven figures in NIL?
He did. But the thing
didn't that happened,
see, this is the problem.
And good. They should.
But
like if you're a great football player at Bama, get paid.
My whole thing is, I'm okay with it. Coaches like Nick, when they're making $10 million and more per year off the backs of these players, they end up leaving college with multiple injuries and probably don't have a pot to piss in when they leave. That's okay. But it's not okay for somebody to be able to get some money when all of a sudden you're not getting all of the top players now because you're sitting up here playing like you never done nothing. You know, I've said it to many of people. Duke goes through it and they act like they never did anything. They didn't get all those damn players by doing nothing. I went to a small school, okay? Louisiana Tech. When their women basketball team was at its height, their parking lot looked better than the football team's team. Cars. And so, let's be real. This is something that has been going on for years. And now when you're getting competition, it's a problem now. When you were the big dog out there and you can attract anybody you want, it's totally okay. Nick Saban, kids have to wear shoes because the coaches have a shoe contract. You ever heard about that? The coach has the shoe contract, but all the kids got to wear it. The kids wasn't getting any money. The coach was getting the money. Is that fair?
And that's been going on for years,
yes.
Not exclusive to Bama.
But I'm saying
the old system was a joke, and it got proven more and more a joke all the time.
Yeah.
But let's hear Jimbo. So you heard from Nick Saban, really – really pointed comments at Texas A&M, not backing down whatsoever. And he threw a shot at Deion Sanders and Jackson State in there too. Here's Jimbo.
And Miami, by the way.
And Miami.
He just pointing fingers. He's trying to be first out there.
Well, it's kind of interesting too because it's like, at least Miami, if Miami gets that thing right and they get that thing cooking, they can compete with Bama. If they get that to its historic highs, which Saban has going now at Bama, and Bama's had at various times over decades, but Miami has hit that level of football, I mean, at least twice and probably three different times between who was Schnellenberger, then Jimmy Johnson, then Butch Davis had it cooking. Dennis Erickson had it cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's no accident he's probably shooting some arrows at people because he's probably a little bit pissed. Speaking of piss, though, Jimbo Fisher, who I believe was on Saban's staff at LSU a million years ago, Jimbo responded to the allegations from Nick Saban. Jimbo Fisher, head coach, Texas A&M. Let's hear it.
First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organization. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. That they're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this. when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen, and it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right.
He went on to say, I mean, to call Saban a narcissist is pretty damn powerful. Mm-hmm. Fisher went on to say, it's amazing. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a lot of things you don't want to know. Hmm. We build him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody who's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out. What he does and how he does it, and it's despicable.
Hey, man.
B, one thing this is say, wild.
He who lives in a glass house should not be casting stones. And I think Saban probably should have shut the hell up because when you're like he is, you've done some stuff too. And all you piss off enough people, they start talking about you as well. You notice he didn't work in the NFL because a lot of crap he does wouldn't work at this level.
Yeah. I mean, it's just Isn't it legal? But so for Saban to come out and say A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. And then he says we didn't buy one player.
He's trying to insinuate that Texas A&M, the university, gave players money. And he say we didn't buy any players. Guess what? If Bryce Young had all that money, no, Alabama didn't give it to him, but guess who could have given it to him? Backers. Businesses around town that support your university. So his insinuation is that the school, he also insinuated that Jackson State paid somebody. The rumor was that Barstool cut a deal with this kid. Yeah. That's not Jackson State, okay? And Nick Saban has to understand most of the people in that town that support the University of Alabama, they support him and they also are connected to him in a sense. So any company that gives to him, you have to do. You gonna say Alabama did it? You know, if Barstool did it, I think he's throwing it out there because who has a deal with Barstool? Oh, Deion Sanders does. So he's trying to insinuate those things. Well, that's not a business in Birmingham or Tuscaloosa that Nick Saban probably don't have some type of deal with.
But it's also like this is the world now, dude. So what? I mean, it really just sounds like he's mad that A&M outdid him, right?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
I have one more comment from Jimbo that we got to play here. You got to hear this.
Okay.
I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
I mean, how furious
I can't wait to see that
Saban.
Football game this year.
October 8th.
I can't wait to see that game. Alabama might Alabama might destroy him, but you know what? It's going to be some hella hitting in that game.
I want to know what the line is.
I want to see
game.
The handshake.
There's also Jimbo talking about apparently Nick Saban trying to call him. Here's that.
Have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to...
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
when
to...
you got all the advantages, uh-huh. It's easy.
See, that's the thing about it. If you are serious and you didn't... Why would you say that, didn't try to call somebody? Would you have called and apologized? No, once you throw it out there in the public, you can't back it up. You know, just like you tell kids today, once you tweet something and then you try to hurt me, race it, it's there forever. You know, it's going to always be there. Well, you go out there and you publicly blast somebody like that, but then you're going to try and privately call them to say, well, you know, I didn't mean anything. That is someone who's basically trying to go out there and do their little scheming way. Nick's not perfect. I understand it. But don't get pissed at what the rules are.
Last year, Nick Saban said at the Texas High School Coaches Association convention, our quarterback has approached ungodly numbers, and he hasn't even played yet. If I told you what it is, it's almost seven figures. That's of Bryce Young's NIL deal.
But it's okay for his school, but it's not okay for the school that all of a sudden unseated you as a number one recruiter.
I mean, listen, nothing is shocking in college sports, but the language and the tenacity with which these two are going at one another publicly is pretty incredible. Don't you think?
I don't think it's no different than anybody else. If someone publicly attacks you, are you not going to come back? Especially if you feel like they're full of crap. Wish I could say the other word. But you're going to think that you're going to act as if, oh, it didn't happen? No, you normally come right back. So Nick Saban went out there and boom, he threw the first punch. What do you expect Jimbo to just say, oh, I'm going to just turn the cheek? No, he came back with a haymaker.
Yo, Jimbo
and now
did
he's
not
talking
turn
trash
the cheek.
Now he's talking trash to a guy in Deion Sanders, who I don't think Nick Saban can out-talk. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You've done great and did the stuff you're supposed to do, but now Nick Saban doesn't understand, like, you talking trash to Deion. Deion will find some stuff, and we're going to come back spitting. As he said today, today he's going to address the lie that was told by Nick Saban. That's what he said. So we're going to find out.
But he still hasn't said. We haven't heard from Deion yet, right? I'm looking at his Instagram page.
He said, he hadn't come back and addressed it totally, but he said that he will address that lie today.
All he said so far on Twitter is, trust starts with self. It's extremely hard to trust someone when you don't trust yourself. What you're saying is, if you had that same opportunity, you would do wrong. Therefore, you must build trust in you and trust God, and then your trust of others would register stronger than ever. I don't think that's a response to Saban. I'm not entirely sure, I suppose, but I don't think it's in response to Saban. I'm checking his Instagram.
It said Deion Sanders ripped Nick Saban over pay-for-play accusations. So that just popped up on him. Make sure this is today.
Where?
I don't think he said much. He just said, I will address that lie, but this is it's the headline, as they do. They give you that headline to click on, and guess what? Nothing was said.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to see and try and track down if Primetime actually said something back to Saban. I got to say, I am floored. Like, I recognize how much these guys hate each other, but generally they keep it behind closed doors. This is way out in the open.
I like it, though.
Dude, here's my question for Brian Mitchell. If somebody said what Jimbo Fisher just said about Nick Saban, what would your reaction be? Tell me that when we come back. Plus, got to talk some good news for once in the world about Carmen Electra. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, B-Mitch. If another dude at a press conference said that he doesn't lie or cheat because he would have been slapped as a kid and maybe somebody should have slapped you, what would your reaction be next time you saw that person?
Well, the whole thing about it is, yeah, if I started up the stuff and somebody came back at me, we're going to just keep on with our little discussion. You know, I don't think Whitcomb said anything out the ordinary because he was responding to Nick Saban. The whole thing about it is, once you open up your mouth and try to call somebody a cheat, then they have the right to say whatever they want. You know, and I would expect them to come back and say something hard. So I would respond to him, you know, and tell him if I'm Nick and I think I'm not a liar, I'm going to tell him I'm not. But I don't think Nick Saban is going to walk up on Jimbo Fisher and say much of nothing.
So apparently Saban is supposed to be on there's like a XM college football station this afternoon at 4:30, which might be worth paying attention to if you're free at 4:30. He's going to be on XM College 84, but I'm sure the quotes will go everywhere and Granddaddy will dive into it. So I pointed out.
I like.
Me too,
look,
man.
Listen, man. Any little extra bit of it, you know, it's just like a boxing match, and the boxers understand we got to promote the fight. So they start talking trash. They make different little comments. You know, they say, and the more agitated they get, the more people get involved. Hell, I guarantee you it's going to be a sellout and a knockout, dragout when they play against Texas A&M. Hey, whoever they
totally.
Whatever station they're playing on, they're not mad. They're like, say something else. Talk about his mama now. You know what I'm saying? They don't care. They want to see those numbers go up. But players, listen, there have been so many people all the time, and I've said this over and over again. You've heard me say it. We always hold players, no matter what level, to always be on point. A lot of the players lose their damn mind and play the way that they play because their coaches are maniacs. We heard about how Nick Saban is at practice. You watch Nick Saban on the sideline. You know, this dude is as fiery as anybody else. Well, he's now going to get some other people to come back at him. And he can't now try to, you know, he went out there and shot the arrow, and now he's going to try to back it up and start, like, calling people on the slide and try to play like he didn't say nothing. Come on, dude. You know exactly what the hell you're doing. Is that your first time?
For sure. I can't wait for Deion to respond. I wish more people would be honest when they don't like one another. And seems like we're getting some honesty here, to say the least. And I'm trying to – Jimbo was on Saban's staff, right? Was it LSU?
I can't remember exactly.
All right, we'll find that. But, man, that just got way more fun. Yeah, Jimbo was on Saban's staff at LSU. So speaking of fun things happening in the world, B-Mitch, are you familiar with Carmen Electra?
Yeah, Dennis Rodman, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, her name kind of came back up in the news during when, like, the peak of COVID, when The Last Dance became so popular. That Dennis Rodman, during that last Bulls title season, just took like a leave of absence and was laid up at a Vegas hotel with Carmen Electra, just doing whatever the two of them were into.
They were talking, JP.
Probably a lot of talking. A lot of talking. I'm sure they were talking. Yeah, I'm sure there was some talking. But whatever. Carmen Electra is 50 years old and still just an absolute smoke show. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. When I was a kid, she was kind of like the – it was like Carmen Electra and Pamela Anderson. That, you know, that was kind of like the elite of like smoking hot chicks that were on MTV, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And what Carmen Electra has decided is – I'll read this. This is from a Yahoo.com story.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen Electra is taking her image back. Actually, I should just go to where they got it from rather than read the ripped off version. This is from People Magazine. Carmen Electra is giving her fans what they want. The 50-year-old star who rose to fame as a sex symbol in the 90s tells People it was like a no-brainer to join the OnlyFans subscription-based service to create content for her fans. I just felt like, yeah, I need to do this. I, for once, have this opportunity to be my own boss and have my own creative vision to share with my fans without someone standing over me telling me, don't do this, don't do that, cover up this.
And if it still looks good and people want to see it, show it. That's what
listen,
you want to do.
She's got an Instagram page and it still looks pretty good.
I mean, Instagram, Carmen Electra, just Carmen Electra, right?
Yeah. Let's get a live B Mitch report on the Carmen Electra Instagram page. Because I'm guessing you're gonna be a fan. Call it a hunch.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably just look at Instagram. I'm not gonna be going on
I'm not saying
fan.
Go to the OnlyFans.
You gotta pay for OnlyFans.
I'm saying just go to Instagram. Okay. Instagram's a little sneak peek for you.
Hey, that's a good-looking 50-year-old right here, man. She's good-looking. Is she good-looking for 30?
Yeah, she's good-looking for 25. I mean, she's good-looking. She's taking good care of herself. A lot of protein shakes, I'm sure. So, we all know what OnlyFans is. Actually, I can say this sincerely. I've never been on it, but I know what it is. It is a subscription-only website that I don't believe is exclusive to, but does have a ton of porn on it.
It wasn't initially made for that, though.
Well, it quickly
became Jeff Walker, we have an expert.
He's on it all the time.
No, I'm not on it. I actually found out about OnlyFans. The first time I found out about it, one of my friends is a DJ, and he teach DJ classes from there. But most of it, like a lot of
so
artists,
you're going there looking at DJ stuff.
Jeff gets Playboy from the articles.
Come on, man. I'm a good looking guy, and I got game. So I don't need to go look on the internet or pay for a subscription.
Okay, so you found out about it and you haven't looked at
it. So OnlyFans started. That makes sense. So OnlyFans started for artists to like connect with their communities,
basically. Yes.
And people could pay money, which makes sense. You get a singer or a rapper or whatever, and they're going to perform a private concert. I can get that, especially during the pandemic. I can see that making sense. But somewhere along the way, it became a place for porn. So yeah. I don't know about the rise of OnlyFans, but now it was most synonymous.
And JP, I think those artists still go on there to connect with their community. They just connected in a different way.
They're connecting a much deeper connection.
During the pandemic, at one point in time, they were about to ban the adult content on OnlyFans, but then they realized
we're gonna lose a lot of money.
A lot of
and
money.
Yeah, hell no. Exactly. We got to give the people what they want. Give them what they need.
So Carmen Electra, who's, I mean, I would argue as far as like 50-year-old, like aging, not aging, maybe is inappropriate, like. She's 50 years old. For a 50-year-old woman, sex symbol, she's like in the peak, right?
Yeah.
She teases, this is from the article, Electra teases that her profile, which launches Wednesday, will include beauty tutorials, vacation content, swimwear and lingerie photos, as well as more sexy, classy pictures and videos while allowing her to be a little bit more intimate with her fans in one-on-one interactions. And if she wants to show a little bit more, Elektra notes that she won't have to censor anything risque with a strategically placed heart or star emoji, as she's had to do on Instagram. Elektra says, people are going to do what they want to do anyway with your photos. You might as well be in control of them and follow what you feel like doing inside. And apparently, Elektra got to this point because she, you know, after her career on Baywatch, she has taken out a number of lawsuits against several strip clubs in recent years because they use her likeness without her permission. She says, it does feel really good to stand up for yourself. I think what we're going through now is people are finally standing up for themselves and who they are. It's not always easy to do, but I do respect people that can stand up for who they are and be honest about it. I read this as, hey, grimy-ass strip club, putting up a poster of me, you don't get to make money off of me, but you know what?
People want to pay off of me.
Yeah. She's like, I know what I have. I know that there's a market for what I have, and it's time the checks start coming to the right place.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I think she kind of saying, Nick Saban, see, I'm going to take control of my own money. That's the players are telling them right now.
Hey, listen, college football is taking control of their own money. It's high time Carmen Electra does as well. I don't know. Jeff, see if you can look up, like, her page. How much does it cost? Is that a monthly thing, or do you pay, like, per view? Is it pay-per-view? I really don't know. Landini, you ever been on OnlyFans? I don't have much of a...
It's a monthly thing, but...
How much is it?
I guess you just... I think you set your price. But I do have some friends from college that are professional OnlyFans women. So I could call them and ask them if you want to get
that.
Them on the
yeah.
show.
You got friends from college that are only professional OnlyFans members and you never looked at OnlyFans. Yeah, I believe that.
He only goes to OnlyFans for the DJ parties.
Call him and get those the information.
Call him right now. Call him in the break and get one. Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this.
You never saw on OnlyFans.
When you look good and you that guy and you got the sauce, you don't have to pay for nothing, man.
Well, you're not telling me nothing, bro.
I know I'm not. So I mean, the way you acting like I'm like surprised.
I've been living it for years. I'm just saying. You
hell, Jeff. Once upon a time, I even had the sauce. Hey, you act like you're rewriting the record.
Jeff is talking
book.
About. See, I don't have to look at this, that, and the other. But yeah. He got phone numbers in his phone.
And not even that, bro. Like honestly, because I'm not into
Jeff.
That.
Jeff, hang on. We got to go to break.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Here's what we're all gonna find out. Jeff Walker claims he has women in his phone that have OnlyFans pages with adult content. We have a 4 or 5 minute break here. When we return, ideally, we'll have somebody on the line that has an OnlyFans page, and we can ask all our questions and see what they think Carmen Electra is going to do. Don't go anywhere. This could be really interesting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Associate producer Jeff Walker chimed in and said he knows all about OnlyFans, and he only goes on it for musical purposes.
Yeah.
But he has a friend that's an OnlyFans model, and she hasn't responded to you yet, Jeff.
Yeah, she didn't hit me back yet.
I don't know if that's his friend. I just think he's a fan.
You think?
I think he might just be. He's Brian. He's only a fan.
He's only a fan. Yeah. Oh, he may be the only fan. I don't know.
I mean, I don't got nothing to prove. I'm straight.
Hey, I'm just saying, bro.
I'm straight.
I mean, when you believe it in your mind, it's the truth. That's all I say.
All right, here's what I want to do. We have Bleep You Thursday coming up at 1 o'clock. So if you got your phone and you're mad about anything, get it out and let us know. The phone number, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Two dudes that are definitely saying bleep you to one another are Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. Wow. I cannot wait until Deion Sanders gets in the game here. Mm-hmm. Now, Deion did say something about trust and having trust in yourself before you can trust others. And, you know, if that's his response, he took the high road exceptionally. He didn't name names. He didn't get into the name calling or the accusations like the other two did. I'll be honest, B, I kind of hope Deion has a more pointed retort coming and fires back. What do you expect to hear from Deion in this thing?
I think he's going to be clever in whatever he says, but, you know, I think he's going to keep dispelling that same lie that he's already came out several times and said it wasn't true about the kid or Hunter or whatever his name is. But I think, you know, he and Nick were doing an Aflac commercial together.
Yeah, dude. I was thinking about that.
I want to see if they're going to go on and see how things change up a little bit.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I have a feeling that the Aflac commercial days are over.
I don't think they're over. I mean, if I'm Aflac, I want both of them in a commercial together because people are going to be thinking about what's going to happen and they have more people viewing it.
So I wanted to run through a couple of sporting events coming tonight. The Celtics are playing
the Heat,
game two. I saw a stat. The Celtics are 3-0 after losses this postseason.
So you're betting on the Celtics?
I don't know. They're also getting Marcus Smart back tonight, or he's expected to be back, and Al Horford's expected to be out. Neither of those things are locked in. But the Heat are tough, man. The Heat play well at home. Like, it's just –
They play very much like the Celtics play.
Yeah. Good D.
Yeah.
Good D, good shooters. Jimmy Butler's a badass, man. For all the talk of Tatum and everybody else, you can't forget about Jimmy Butler in these playoffs. Who do you like tonight? Or maybe we'll do that later with Heard It Here First. Yeah. But So I wanted to just run through the hockey scores from last night because I am a self-declared big fan of the Battle of Alberta. Whoever wins Edmonton versus Calgary is who I'm rooting for the rest of the way in. Did you happen to see any highlights of that or catch the final score?
Final score of what?
Edmonton-Calgary last night.
No, JP.
Okay. I mean, I thought you might have seen the highlights when you were, you know, doing your walk this morning or whatever.
Okay. I didn't.
I kind of
separate myself from hockey once the Caps are out of it.
I agree, but all I'm saying is now that ESPN is showing hockey again, ESPN is airing hockey highlights all the time, so I'm seeing it way more.
Okay.
Listen to the score of this game. Calgary got up 3-0 in the first period, then Edmonton scored to make it 3-1. Edmonton rolled off 4 goals in the second period, but Calgary was able to score 3 of their own. So at the end of 2, it was 6-5. And then in the third period, Calgary scored another 3, and Edmonton scored just one more. The final score in this game was 6-9. The Flames beat them 9-6. I mean, that's bananas for a hockey game. For a playoff hockey game?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Hey,
I'm finding out that the goalies aren't like they used to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think scoring's way up, but Connor McDavid, who's widely considered one of the best players, maybe the best player in hockey, tell me how this makes sense. He had a goal and 3 assists, 4-point game, and was a -1 in point differential. Like, what's he supposed to do?
Hey.
The other side of the bracket, the Hurricanes beat the Rangers. I think if I could pick who comes out of the East, I don't want the Panthers and I don't want the Rangers. So, come on, Hurricanes and Lightning, I suppose. You also get Lightning playing the Panthers tonight and the Blues playing the Avalanche. But I was stunned when I saw that number be last night of 9-6 in a hockey game.
Hey, that's like a defensive football game.
Yeah, things just don't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Also, some good news, something near and dear to your heart, B, that time you almost drove to Canada. Apparently, the Canadian Football League was on strike, but they just reached a settlement. Serious question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If the Canadian League stayed on strike, who still has your rights up there?
Oh, that's over with now.
So you'd be a free agent.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to play no more football, man. I won't get hit anymore. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders had my rights.
What if the Rough Riders called you and they're like, B-Mitch, we still think you can get it done. We need you for a game.
Well, how much money are you going to give me up front?
How much would you require to go to Saskatchewan and try to play football?
A high six-figure salary.
You would want like 500 grand?
Hell yeah.
Like for a
just
game?
Just to put on a uniform to think about doing it, I need that. I'm not a young chicken anymore, dog.
Yet yesterday you told us all you could still dunk.
Dunking and getting hit is two different things.
Yeah, I'm younger than you. I also don't want to get hit.
Think about it, Jeff.
Never
playing
got
football
hit for a living.
Trying to dunk a basketball. Is that the same thing?
Nah, it's not. Especially when everybody athletic coming at you full speed.
Hey, I'll probably still lower my shoulder on them, put the head on them. Pow!
I think if the Rough Riders called you and they're like, Brian, our lawyers found that we still have your rights from 1989. We'd like you to come up here. We'll pay you. We'll pay you 100 grand a game.
And I can sign up, and when I get on the sideline, oh man, I think I got a twinge in my calf, coach.
You know what you do, B? You got two paths here. Take one drill. Incidental contact. Oh, coach.
I
might have a concussion.
Can't go.
You can go concussion.
And they're going to say, with that head, you don't have no damn concussion. Get out of there on the field.
All right, here's your other avenue. Mental health. Need some time for your mentals.
I don't think I will use that. Can't play with that. You know,
I think
the wrong person using a mental health issue, they may put you somewhere. I'm not trying to get caught like that.
Well, I think they'd also be like, well, Mr. Mitchell, between your playing career and your subsequent years doing media, we've come to believe that you were crazy far before you ever got to Saskatchewan.
Yeah, you're right. They wouldn't give me any money for that.
800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are now open. 800-636-1067. It's time for Bleep You Thursday. What has made you mad this week? Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.